Welcome, mamas. Today, I'm sharing with you something a little bit different. Instead of a normal podcast where I just talk directly to you or I interview someone, I'm sharing with you the audio version of a Facebook Live that I recorded just this week. The reason I'm doing this is twofold. One, because it has been amazingly popular. It feels like we tapped into a conversation that so many of us have been wanting to have, and it's been shared and viewed by more than 1,000 people in less than 12 hours. And so I really wanted to bring that audio to you so you could hear it too. The second reason why I wanted to do this instead of a normal podcast is because, as you will hear in the Facebook Live, I am so excited about this topic. Just recently, I have discovered what feels like the missing piece in what I have been talking about with motherhood and womanhood for 10 years. Finally, I feel like I have the word, the understanding, and the framework, if you'd like to call it that, to talk about the transition that we go through from woman to mother, what that really means, and how we can really start to accept what this all means for us, and hopefully show up in a more graceful, kind, compassionate, and happy way. And so, for the next half hour, you will hear me speaking to the beautiful mamas that follow me on my Facebook page. Many, many of them have been with me for years and feel like friends. In fact, they are. You will hear me refer to some of their names, answering their questions. So it's a different format of podcast today, but I hope that you love it as much as all the mamas that are watching that on my Facebook page are, and that you feel like I do, that this discussion is the discussion we should be having. Enjoy. Hello, everybody. We're just going to hang out here for the next half an hour or so, having what I hope is a really honest conversation about what it means to be a mama in this day and age. Hi, Shannon. Hi, Fiona. Hi, beautiful. Thank you for being here, everybody. Hi, Claire. Hi, Carly. I have been so excited to talk to all of you about this tonight. As many of you know, I'm currently writing my second book, but I've also been given the amazing opportunity to re-release my first book, and this time to the US and the UK. So the mamas that are watching, and I'm assuming in other places around the world as well. And so the mamas that are watching from outside of Australia that have struggled to get my book before now, from next year you'll be able to get Happy Mama 2.0, which is really exciting. So currently juggling writing two books. But the thing that I have wanted to dive in and talk to you all about is, as I have been researching and looking into the transition of a woman to a mother and all that happens in our lives and how we can best move through this with grace, with gratitude, without yelling, without burning out, without getting adrenal fatigue, and without our relationships falling apart. Because let's be honest, that's what seems to happen for so many of us at the moment when we try and do all that is required of us. There's been a few really big light bulb moments, really big aha moments, as Oprah would say, about some, I think, missing pieces in what I've been trying to understand for the last 10 years about what it means to be a mama and what it means for me myself, of course, but also for everybody, and how we might be able to do this better, how we might be able to support each other and ourselves to be in this current time of our life, which is motherhood, but do it with so much more ease and acceptance. So that's what we're diving into tonight. So I have realized I think I've known it for a while, but in the process of this study and this research and this writing of this new book, I have realized more and more just how little I accepted motherhood and what it meant for me for probably 6 years, the first 6 years of motherhood. The mamas that are on live, do you feel the same? Do you feel looking at wherever you are in your journey as a mama, that you have fully accepted what this means? What I mean by that is that looking back, I can see that I thought I would put motherhood into a bit of a compartment in my life. But over here, I would still be the old Amy at work. I'd still be the old Amy in my marriage. I'd still be the old Amy in my dreams and in my ambitions. In fact, I remember the very first blog I started not long after my first child was born. 9, 10 years ago now, was the tagline was seek, act, love. It was something like, you don't have to put yourself on hold while raising your family. Like that was my badge. And I really believed, and I think in hindsight, hung on too tight to this idea that I am still me. That I am still who I thought I was. And I didn't allow myself any space or time or compassion to really reflect on what mamahood now meant. And so, what happens when we don't accept this? When we don't truly accept that everything has changed? That's when we get overwhelmed, that's when we get angry, that's when we let those stories in our head run wild, that's when we don't surrender and be in the moment. Now, this doesn't mean we give up on our dreams. No, this doesn't mean that we don't still pursue the life we want and do all the things we want to do. It just means, and this is what I want to talk to you about tonight, it just means that we look at life through what I'm calling at the moment mama tinted glasses. So, you know, the saying, you look at the world through rose tinted glasses. I think we have to understand that for a good chunk of our lives, let's get clear here, this is a good chunk of our lives, we have to look at everything through mama tinted glasses. And oh my God, that's hard, isn't it? Hey, everybody. I've just realized that I wasn't scrolling down to see your comments, and I thought no one was commenting. So I'm sorry. I'll just quickly catch up on all the comments. Lovely to see you too, Sandra. Hi, everybody. Oh, beautiful mamas. Hey, Lisa. Hi, Kylie. Jessica says, I had no idea I would have to say goodbye to everything I thought I was and start over again. That is exactly what I'm here to talk about, Jessica, that you've just summed that up so beautifully. Because what I want to pull out of what you've said there is that we do need to say goodbye to it. I think that there is a lack of acknowledgement of the grief and the change that we go through. And then we start again. And so, in all transitions, in all cultures, up until our very masculine, very outward-based, focused world and culture that we live in, all of these transitions were acknowledged and celebrated. There was a process of acknowledging that who you were has gone now, but who you are becoming is so much better. And there were these initiations and ceremonies and handing down of knowledges and handing over of wisdom. And it was such a beautiful process that we have wiped out, completely wiped out from our lives as women right now. And I truly believe, looking back at the last 10 years, it was that struggle, that constant struggle to figure out, I don't know what this means for me. I don't know where I start and they finish. I don't know how to do all of this. That's what it was for me so much. Fiona says, I've put me on hold to be a mama. Fiona, What I would love for you to begin to think about is that it's not putting yourself on hold. It might be right now, but it doesn't have to be, because what we can instead, when we just put these mama tinted glasses on first and we realize that that is now how we view the world and we accept that, then we revalue and redefine who we are. And then you don't feel like you're putting yourself on hold. Because I can tell you that putting yourself on hold is the fertile ground for resentment. It can go two ways, can't it? We either feel resentment and anger and like we just have lost ourselves, or we go the other way, and sometimes you can have a bit of both. I've had a bit of both. You go the other way and try and overcompensate by trying to fill so much space with things that you feel are valuable because you can't just be the mother. So I see it all the time with all the mamas I've coached over the years, hundreds and hundreds of mamas that I've connected with. There's two reactions to this sense of loss. We either drown in it or we completely overcompensate by starting a business and volunteering for the PTA and taking that promotion at work and baking all weekend for the neighbor down the road and having all of this pressure on ourselves because we have to overcompensate for that loss. But if we just acknowledged it, truly, if we just acknowledged it and gave ourselves the permission and the care and the space to say, okay, whoa, what does this mean for me? Then I truly think it would be different. Kelly says, motherhood was completely different to what I thought it would be. I think if I didn't have a preconceived idea of it, I could have coped better. Yeah. Hi, everybody. I think I'm still in the first 6 years of denial, Kylie. I love that. Yeah. I think it was my third baby that smashed me into the reality. It was the universe saying, girl, you got to figure out this out. You can't do this anymore. Kai says, thanks for this. I was such a reluctant mama and I'm glad to know I wasn't alone in feeling this way. So much guilt. Okay, so I have something, well, I think it's profound to share with all of you. This simple idea has revolutionized the way that I am approaching all of this and is going to be the basis of everything from my programs to my books, which is what I really am excited to share with you tonight. There is a new area, but a very ancient area of study that is being reborn at the moment, that is the study of the transition from a woman to a mother. And the anthropological term this is, that is given to this transition, is matrescence. Now, the geek journalist, classical studies at university person inside me loves this stuff, but let me break it down and explain what this means. It is likened to adolescence. So adolescence is the transition from a child to an adult. It is a very natural thing that we all go through, but does not mean that it's easy or consistent for each of us. We all go through our own version of adolescence. Adolescence changes every single part of you, your brain, your hormones, your body, your sense of self, your place in the world, how people view you, how you view the world, what you want to be, who you think you are, your relationships, what you like, what you don't like, all of it. It changes all of it. And depending on the support, the people around you, how much you're spoken to and held through this transition from a child to an adult really depends on how smooth it is for you. Now, anthropologically, traditionally, there was also a transition from a woman to a mother that was just the same, called matrescence. Something, once again, that takes years. This is the thing about mamahood. We don't get to the first birthday and go, whoo, did that. Back to myself now. It's not the way it works. In fact, my eldest turns 11 in November. I can't believe it. And I still am going through this. I think the school years throw even more chaos into our worlds. But this idea of matrescence is as similar to adolescence in the sense of it changes everything. It changes our brain, our body, our hormones, our sense of self, our place in the world, the way people view us, the way we view the world, what we want to do with our lives, how we feel about our relationships, how we feel about ourselves, all of it. And like adolescence, it takes many years to find yourself and go through that transition. And like adolescence, we need to have the support, the communication around this, the just the words and the understanding, so all of us can suddenly say, oh, okay, I shouldn't be expected to return to work 12 months after maternity leave and be exactly who I used to be. I shouldn't expect that my relationships and my body and my passion is the same as it used to be. It's not. I've transitioned through that part of my life and I'm entering the next one. If only I'd known this 10 or so years ago. I know, Penny, you have no idea how many times I've actually cried as I've been reading this and researching it and talking about it. I was at a party on the weekend and this poor group of women got stuck with me talking about it. And my husband looked over and said, oh, Amy's talking about matrescence again. It's this, I just wish we knew this. It just would make such a difference because this isn't something that we will just get over when our kids turn two or even when they start school. If you've got a couple of kids like me, you know, I'm still figuring this out because I'm now a mother of three and the youngest is only four. So I'm still redefining who I am. And when we accept that, so just coming to this point, Stacey says, I love this. Alison says, my adolescence was a piece of cake compared to my transition to motherhood. Yeah, Alison, I think it would be amazing to have a look at that correlation. How much did you know yourself before this started? What is the best way for us to support each other? All of those things. Thank you, Lisa. Rebecca says, I missed the start, but we'll go back and watch. Sounds like something I should look into. Mamahood has been an ongoing struggle for me the past 4 years. So, Rebecca, this whole area of matrescence is fairly new from what I can understand. It's, as I said, something that's starting to be talked about in America. There's a new centre in New York City called the Motherhood Centre. Oh, how awesome is that? And the doctor there is very much involved in this new area of study, and there's study going on in the States, which I'm hoping to be a part of eventually one day once this stage of motherhood passes. But I think that until we acknowledge that we have completely transitioned into someone new, and then we literally sit down and say, okay, so what does that mean for me as a career woman? What does that mean for me as a sensual and sexual woman? What does that mean for me as a daughter? What does that mean for me as a sister? Without looking at all of this, we flounder. We keep thinking that we are who we used to be. We're like the square peg in the round hole. We keep thinking we're who we used to be. And if we don't accept on a deep level that we have changed and we won't be the same, and that that is actually an opportunity to completely redefine who we are, to literally sit down with a big butcher's paper and a pen and say, okay, so who am I? If I've changed, if I've left that behind, who am I going to become? What type of mother, partner, woman do I want to be? Angela says, and I thought early childhood years were tough as a mum, cusping adolescence and holy cow. Yeah, Angela, I'm going to have to come to you for advice when I get there. I'm on the cusp of it as well, and it's been bumpy. But this is the thing, we keep transitioning as a woman. Every 7 years, Yogi Bhajan, the founder of Kundalini Yoga in the West, says, and lots of other philosophies, say that every 7 years we transition into a new self, into a new season in life. Michelle says, transitioning, it's so obvious. I'm so oblivious, sorry. Now I have a name. Oh, Michelle, I've been oblivious and I've been writing about this for 10 years. It's life-changing, right? It's life-changing. So I promise you that Happy Mama will be bringing you as much as I can find about this for as long as I can do this. This is what I'm here to talk to us all about. Baby 7 months, eldest 20 years. This topic so interests me. Oh, Fiona, you could write the book on it. Monica says, I worked somewhere that was very unsupportive of family things that came up with kids and it stressed me out. Now I'm working part-time in a very family-friendly workplace and makes such a difference. I feel respected and am much more productive. I agree, Monica. I think that this is eventually what we need. We need the whole of our culture and our community and our society to understand that this is a transition. Think for a moment how much acceptance we have around adolescence now. We just know, oh, it's a bit tough, oh, we're going through those years or whatever. Maybe the story around that is a little bit too negative. But what would happen if we could say to women, this is beautiful. You are transitioning completely into a new version of yourself. It's going to take maybe 7 years to figure out what this means, maybe more if you keep having babies. But this is okay. At work, you're not going to be sure on who you are. You're not sure on whether you want to be doing that anymore. That's okay. What if we could change that? Lisa said, love you, Lisa. Create a language for us around this, Amy. I'm trying. So Jacinta says, I like who I used to be, the old me, and I really struggle to like this new me. Oh, wow, yes. I thought all this learning would be over now and I would just get it. Oh, amen. Jacinta, if you could go into my journal over the last 10 years, I think I've written that sentence probably every couple of months for 10 years. I thought I learnt this by now. Really? Am I still growing? Am I still transitioning? I think the answer is yes. And if we accept it and somehow feel excited by it, about who we're becoming, and really own this, like it's a privilege to go through this, to transition into the next stage of being a woman. But when we don't accept that and we don't put on those mama-tinted glasses and we don't acknowledge that right now where I am, everything is changing and everything has to be viewed through this, then we really struggle and we keep thinking, why am I still getting this so hard? Why is this still so hard? So I think there is a beautiful opportunity here for us to press pause and say, okay, all right, so I've changed and I can't be who I was, but maybe I could be even better and maybe this is an opportunity. But we have to do that in between all the other things that mamahood asks of us, right? Jasmine says, and how do you figure out who you want to be with a million opinions about how you should be raising your child or acting as a mother? Exactly. That's what makes it so hard, is that we're not only told that we have to get back to our normal life as quickly as possible, our bodies have to go back to what they used to be, our friendships, our relationships, our sex life, our career, all of it needs to go back to who it used to be. Congratulations, you had your baby, now go back to who we know you to be. But we're also then bombarded with messages about how we should be as a mother. I just think if we could change this, it would be phenomenal. And then the trickle-down effect to our children would be amazing, because what you have when you have a mama who hasn't been able to really give herself the support and space and compassion to accept the changes that are happening in her life, that's when you have mamas that are sick and burnt out and yelling and angry. And that's not what we want. We don't want that. The culture needs to change around motherhood. Angela says, thank you for your work, Amy. This is so important. More conversation now. Yes. More family friendly and support. Exactly. What happens when our kids grow up and become adults? Who are we then too? Well, that's right. That would be another transition, Michelle. When we change the early years of motherhood, we'll start looking at that. But right now, for me, this is where we are. But I agree. I think it's really exciting what's happening around the world with Me Too and women's equality and the conversations, but I still think we've completely overlooked motherhood. I really do. Louise says, I've been talking about the motherhood transition in my personal training work for years, but I kept losing people as I didn't have the words to fully explain what I was trying to say. So excited about this. Louise, that's exactly how I felt. I felt like for so many years when I explained what I am so passionate about, I would lose people because they'd think I was a bit woo-woo or I was just a mummy blogger or a life coach. But this gives us a framework and a conversation around this, doesn't it? Gemma says, I quit my job last week because... Little pause for a clap, Gemma. That's huge, beautiful. I quit my job last week because I realized that I don't like my career of 20 years anymore, and I was sick of my home life having to fit in around work. I have absolutely no idea what's next. Gemma, that's an amazing opportunity, and I'm so proud and excited. As you've said, equal parts excited and terrified. So beautiful. I would ask you to truly sit down, give yourself some space as soon as you can, because you are going to have some space now, with a pen and a paper. Clear your mind, get rid of all of the old ideas of what you think success looks like and how you needed to live your life, and start again. You have a blank canvas, beautiful. How amazing. Well done, Gemma. Yeah. So, mamas, that is my rant. That is my absolute commitment to all of you and to myself, that I feel like some of you I've seen popped up in the names have literally been with me for years hearing me talk about this. So you will understand how big this feels for me to finally say, I get it. I know what it is that I've been trying to talk about for all these years. I know that it's the transition of a woman to a mother, and I finally understand why we're getting it so wrong. So my promise to you is that I'm going to keep diving in and finding the best people to interview and write about and talk to and bring you everything I can. And that this is not something, I've said it a couple of times tonight, but I really want to make this clear. This acceptance of motherhood is not something we can do by the time they're one, or accepting that or anticipating that our life will go back to what it used to be once they sleep through the night, or once they are toilet trained, or once they finally go to school, or as some mamas here saying, or once they finally leave home. It doesn't change. This is us we're talking about, and this is a beautiful space that has been given to us through our children to redefine who we are. That's what I really think, that we're here in this season of our life to figure out. Okay, so I'm a mama. And what does that mean? Who do I want to be? What are my highest values and priorities now? And you know what? You might not know yet, and that's okay. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Sarah. We are so lucky to have you leading the way for us to follow. How do you spell it? I'll put it in the I'll put it in the it's M-A-T, matrescence. So M-A-T-R-E-S-C-E-N-C-E, matrescence. So beautiful mamas, thank you. Thanks for everybody, your beautiful comments. Birth the baby now, rebirth the woman. Oh, Tessa, I'm going to write that down. I love that. So mamas, since I've dived into all of this in the last few months, I literally haven't come up for breath much. I have decided to redo things within my programs. And as I said, I'm reworking Happy Mama to include this really important work that will be re-released. So Happy Mama 2.0, be re-released by Hay House at the start of next year. And with that, I've decided to create a new 40-day program. Over the last 10 years, a 40-day practice has been the only thing that has helped me transition into the woman I want to be. These 40-day practices, which are just simple, beautiful 3-minute meditations, little worksheets and space to write down, okay, so what is my value and who am I without that career anymore? And how do I want to show up in my relationships and as a mother? Without those daily practices for 40 days at a time, I would not be here talking to you about this. I would not be the mama I am. I wouldn't be the woman I am. And so in light of everything new, I have decided to create a new 40-day program that starts on Sunday. It's called Redefine, of course, because that's what we're going to do. We're going to sit and we're going to redefine who we are. Not the way society tells us we need to be, not how the books tell us we should be, but you yourself. I won't even be telling you. This is you, your practice, surrounded by support, the way that we should have been given when we became mamas for the first time. So whether you're in the 2-year mark or the 11-year mark like me, this is how we can draw a line in the sand and say, okay, I accept that I'm changing and have changed. So how do I redefine myself and my life? And then we live by that. So it starts on Sunday. It's a 40-day practice, which many of the mamas here have already done my 40-day practices. Love the 40 days. Yay. Shannon says, I'm all signed up. I can't wait to dive in again. I've definitely come such a long way since the first Reconnect program, but I'm a big believer in refreshing it all to keep it all front of mind. So Shannon, it's very different from the, well, not very different, because there's the Happy Mama formula, which is the 3-minute meditations and the focuses and the way that we move through the course. But this is juicy and deep, and I hope is going to take what you've done to another level. Hey House, yes, thank you. So mamas, I'm going to post a link in the top of these comments to join the Redefine program on Sunday if you would like to join us in trying to redefine what it means to be a woman and a mama right now, to really give yourself this permission and space to sit with yourself and say, who am I now and what do I want to be? To really honor the transition that you've been through, to realize that you're stronger and more powerful than you thought you were, and really step into this next season of your life. So we start on Sunday. Signed up. Yay, Jan, I'm so glad. Thank you, beautiful mamas. And yes, I promise so much more of this to come. Much love to you all. Sat Nam. Thank you. Thanks for your beautiful comments. And there you go. That is the audio of the Facebook Live that I've just recently held on the Happy Mama with Amy Facebook page. I hope that it has excited you and resonated with you as much as it seems to be with so many mamas. As I said in the call, it is my promise to all of you that this is what I'm going to keep digging into and finding the answers and helping all of us change the conversation around motherhood. It is my promise that this is going to be what we do at Happy Mama. My brand new 40-day program, as I speak about in that Facebook Live, starts Sunday, the 16th of September. If you're listening to this before the 16th, please come and join us. Let's redefine who we are. Let's accept that we've changed forever. But this is an awesome opportunity for us to redefine what that means. Let's come together as a beautiful and committed group of women for a 40-day practice where we can grow into who we want to be. I hope to see you there, and please share this podcast with any mama you feel would love this conversation too. Sat Nam, everybody.